The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we're talking about Live Well Kingston, which is an amazing organization, part of the City of Kingston government, and a lot of dedicated citizens who are really working to create a healthier and more sustainable Kingston. And it's really a really terrific organization. And our special guest is Emily Flynn. Emily is Director of Health and Wellness for the City of Kingston. She coordinates Live Well Kingston, and she's also president of Bike Friendly Kingston. And I think she rode her bike here today, right, Emily?
I did. It was a hot, humid one today.
Yeah.
But I did it. I got my miles and steps in today.
Excellent. I'm a big admirer of folks that ride their bike. I live all the way up on the Ashokan Reservoir, so I can do it physically and want to, but I just worry about some of the safety issues on 28.
Mm. You know? I feel very passionately about our built environment.
Yeah. It's really important.
It safe, yeah.
And Kingston's doing a lot of work on that, and we'll talk about that. But first, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about Live Well Kingston. How and why did it come into being?
Sure. So right now it's called Live Well Kingston, and it's a City of Kingston commission. It has morphed a little bit over the years. It started as a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and I believe that it was called Healthy Kingston for Kids, and it was over at Cornell Cooperative Extension
at that time. I remember that because the health department was part of that.
I'm sure that it was. And so it was there for a while, and I believe at some point they decided to make it a City of Kingston commission, so it moved over to the city. And the city got a grant from a private foundation to hire a coordinator for Live Well Kingston. And that's how I came to be. My little joke is that the mayor didn't think that that was broad enough. So he made me the director of health and wellness so that I can be a liaison about health issues to the city government outside of Live Well Kingston. Although Live Well Kingston covers a lot, as we'll go into in a little bit.
Right. And, and no commission or no even city government operates in a vacuum, right? I mean, just as the health department, we interact with so many community partners.
Well, one of the great things that we can talk about that I love about my job is I really do become a liaison to the city. Mm-hmm. And previously, there wasn't really a position like mine in recent history. And I get to interact with the community a lot. And I think sometimes I even get to bring facts and information about city projects that might not also be directly in my domain. But just having another person out in the community that says, this is what's happening, how can the city help, how can bring information back and forth, is one of my favorite parts of my job.
Yeah, it's really like a kind of connecting the dots kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Emily, you know, in the public health world, there are some health factors or outcomes, I guess, that are measured in the county health rankings that have come to play an increasingly important role and being recognized as such. And they are called the social determinants of health. Can you explain to our listeners what those are?
I'll do my best. So the definition that I know of the social determinants of health are really the conditions in which people live. So that's access to housing, safe communities, healthcare, education, healthy and affordable food and physical activity. And really what's great and what we'll talk more about is how Live Well Kingston really looks at health in these different areas. And I'll get into that more, but we have five focus groups to look at health in these five different areas. Mm-hmm. Because as you know, health is so broad, and we need to look at all these different ways that the environment affects one's health so that we can improve it for everyone.
We've talked about that a lot with many guests on Healthy Ulster Radio, because we've come to learn that you can't take an individual or family out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to do better, because public health used to be about educating people to change their behavior, but you know, you have to consider, I mean, you could say to a single mom, well, you need to go for preventative care to your doctor. And she might say, well, I have four kids, they don't have childcare, I don't have a car to get there, there's no public transportation.
Or access to fresh food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Access to daycare, access to good education, all those things. I think it's really, it's about a network, it's about a community where healthy choice is the easy choice. Mm-hmm. And we're, along with the county mm-hmm. health department, working real hard to do that.
So in a sense, it's really like, and this is the philosophy of Healthy Elster Radio, is that everything that we do in a community and in government is about helping to create a healthier community where people can thrive.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us about the focus groups and how they fit in.
Sure. So there's the commission that is a public meeting that anyone is welcome to come and observe and participate. And then we have the five focus teams, which are subcommittees, and they are eat well, play well, travel well, heal well, and age well. So it's looking at health in those different places. And I can tell you more about what each focus team is working on.
Give us a little background on each.
There's a lot in each one, so maybe we'll go back and forth a little bit. But so let me tell you the first one. So eat well. So eat well really talks about creating access to fresh, healthy food. So we bring together people who are working on food security and access. And it's very much about, all of the focus teams are very much about coalition building. Mm-hmm. So we meet every other month, and we have presenters that come in. Our next meeting, we're going to have the new Kingston Food Co-op and come present and tell us about that.
I wasn't even aware of that.
Great. Oh, it's so very exciting. So the founder of the Kingston Farmers Market, along with some other wonderful people, are making a food co-op, and you should have them maybe on their radio sometime to go into more detail.
Absolutely.
But that's an exciting thing that's coming. And then also, we're going to have a person who is very familiar with farm to institution food access come and talk to us about those kinds of complex problem solving. So we would love to increase more fresh foods coming into our school districts and into other institutions. There's a lot of regulations. There's a lot of complexity in that. So
I remember a group of moms in particular in the Roundout Valley District, where I was town supervisor down in Marbletown, had put together a program, a garden to cafeteria program.
Wonderful.
With a curriculum built around it. They videotaped the whole thing. They even served the food at the governor's mansion. It was really amazing.
Yeah.
It was really, but they did have some barriers to overcome.
There is. And you know, we have great programs already doing some great things right here in Kingston and in Ulster County. So we have the YMCA Farm Project that is doing great farming and food instruction for kids. Kids go on field trips to that farm. Then we also have the Hudson Valley Seed, which is has a garden and is doing instruction at the JFK Elementary School. So we already have some great programs. We also want to see, how do we get, you know, local apples into the Kingston City School District's cafeteria?
Right, and coming from Washington State, right?
And you know, there's great people trying to work on that, but you know, there's complexities. The school districts join together to buy food. It's very interesting how the whole systems work. So that's a lot about food access and coalition building there. Mm-hmm. That's kind of eat well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Want me to go on?
We have a few more minutes before we have to take a break.
Sure.
So yeah, so let's talk about the others.
Next up, let me talk about age well. So age well is about seniors in our community. And so age well did some great programming where they did a survey of residents at Yasmin Towers and Governor Clinton. And they found out that 80% of the residents didn't have access to the internet. And as you know,
80%.
Wow. And as you know, if you don't have access to the internet, that's a lot of health information. That's access to exercise videos. I mean, you name it, right? It's we were just talking about connections to your community. If you can't see your grandkids on Facebook, are you missing out on some of those social connections these
community
days?
Community calendars, health information, insurance information.
It's something some of us take for granted, is access to digital world and the internet. Mm-hmm. So they partnered, they got some free computers, they installed them. Then the best part of this program, they partnered high school students with the seniors to teach them how to use the computers.
Great is that?
That's wonderful. They are currently putting it in a third location at the Stuyvesant building. So it's growing. It's just a wonderful connection. One of my favorite parts of that, I see the timer's going, a happy thing that happened was a resident of Russian descent and a student of Russian descent connected and have stayed in touch afterwards.
Oh, that's
and
great.
When she comes back from college, she visits this woman in, I forget which building it is. It's just wonderful connections.
That's really terrific. Yeah. That kind of mentorship is so important. You know,
multi-generational, right?
It's really great. We were talking about that before the show,
yeah.
The importance of that. And there's something... I know that the county office for the aging does a lot of work. All over the place, and do they interact with you on the program?
Yeah, and we're excited to see that Adele Reeder was definitely doing some senior focus groups. We're very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Age-friendly Kingston is interested in maybe looking to see if the city were to become an age-friendly city. That's an AARP designation. It doesn't necessarily mean that we are perfect at being accessible for everyone. It's more about we are committed to looking at what we need to do to make it better. And the county is thinking about that as well. And I hope in the future we can partner to work on that.
Yeah, and it's not about seeking perfection. It's just about improving and doing it in a consistent manner so that it really works. Right now, so we're a little bit out of time. Always with interesting topics. Always we run out of time. But we do have another segment. But first we're going to take a short break.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of the American Legion, what comes to mind? Is it the way we fight daily for our veterans to get them the benefits they've earned through their service?
I work hard every day to make sure that our veterans get the benefits they deserve. I am the American Legion.
For nearly 100 years, the American Legion has been our nation's leading advocate for veterans and their families.
I am the American Legion.
This is today's American Legion.
To learn more, visit legion.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. If you just joined us, our guest is Emily Flynn. Emily is the Director of Health and Wellness for the City of Kingston. She coordinates Live Well Kingston, and she's also President of Bike Friendly Kingston. Emily, before the break, we were talking about the five focus areas. We covered two of them. Would you like to go into the others?
Sure. Yeah. So I believe that we talked about eat well and age well.
Uh-huh.
And I've got five of them. The next ones are play well, heal well, and travel well.
Mm-hmm.
So to jump right in, play well looks at public spaces and our parks. We try to support the Parks and Rec Department. And play well partnered with Age Well, and they applied for a grant for chess tables for one of the parks. We unfortunately did not get that grant from AARP, but we loved the partnership. And in that process, we learned about the Academy Green Park, which has an unusual relationship with the city. It has a board of trustees that doesn't allow structures to be built on that park. It's like forever kind of held to be a public green space. So Playwell also is very excited about the new disc golf course that has been installed at Kingston Point Park. So we've supported that by with trail cleanups, and one of our commissioners is an avid disc golf player, so he has been supporting that project quite a bit. Like any sport, they have their own vocabulary, they have their own bags, their own, it's not just frisbees, it's discs, and they have different weights. It's its
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I know City of Kingston's doing some amazing work with the built environment and infrastructure, from safe routes to schools to Midtown Linear Park, right? The Green Line. Tell us a little bit about those.
Sure. So that fits into my Travel Well group. And Travel Well is three subcommittees: Bike Friendly Kingston, which is how I kind of came involved, the Kingston Green Line, which is that network of trails throughout the city of Kingston, and then it's Complete Streets Advisory Board. And the Complete Streets is about that all streets should be designed for all users, not just for vehicle use. So yes, the built environment is so important. As we were talking about the social determinants of health, if you feel safe to walk on your road, to walk your child to school, to bike to the grocery store, you're going to get physical activity, you're going to cause less carbon emissions, it's healthier for yourself and everyone else. So if we create an environment in the city of Kingston where people feel safe to do that, it really is better for everyone. And yes, we've got great projects that are going on. So the Kingston Green Line is a network of trails and complete streets. And currently, there is a segment that's under construction that's just about to be opened. And that's the specific name of that segment is the Kingston Point Rail Trail Phase 1. And the trailhead is on Janssen Ave. It's behind Walgreens and Rondout Savings Bank. And it kind of curves around through 1st and 2nd Avenue and comes on down behind the Kingston Housing Authority at Garrigan Drive. It is an off-road trail. It will be less steep than Delaware or Broadway, so it'll be much better for walkers, bicyclists, people pushing strollers. It's very exciting to see that come online. Some of this Green Line trail work people have been working on for about a decade now, and it's so exciting to see it really come to fruition. And then that connects in with all these other trails. So as you both might know, Kingston was an old train city, and some of these old train beds are a wonderful way to come in and out and through the city of Kingston. So there's the O&W Trail and the Walk Hill Valley that come into the city.
So they all
and
converge.
They kind of all converge.
Like, Kingston becomes like a hub. And then the Midtown Linear Park, which is you know, something we've talked about for a long while, providing the Midtown Kingston community with the first ever outdoor resource, recreation resource,
And it's a green space in the middle of Midtown, and parts of Midtown Kingston are kind of park deserts. You know, there's not a lot of parks there. We have wonderful parks here. And the Midtown Linear Park connects Hannaford to Midtown. It's going to be a true transportation corridor. Sometimes we think about rail trails as being recreational. This is going to, every time I go there, I see people walking to and from with grocery bags.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, when you go up to Cape Cod, for the Cape Cod Rail Trail, of course, there are a lot of tourists and visitors. But if you go early in the morning or late in the afternoon, you'll see a ton of people commuting to their jobs by bicycle. It's really tremendous. And I know the Midtown Linear Park is really gives people in Midtown the first ever access to a large supermarket as well. So it has a multitude of benefits.
And I think we should say that it is usable now, but it's by no means complete. The next phase, I believe that it will be totally paved. And I know that the county's working real hard on that right now. And then when it's completed, I believe that they are gifting it to the city to maintain and be part of the city of Kingston. Our time is already starting to count down. I want to make sure that I say to people how they can get involved with Live Well Kingston.
Well, we still have some time, so we can get to that toward the end. So what other projects are you working on?
Sure.
How much time do you have, Vin?
So along with what we were talking about with transportation, in my new position as Director of Health and Wellness, I partnered with the Grants Department, and we applied for a pedestrian and bicycle master plan for the city of Kingston, which is something that we haven't had. And by doing a plan like that, when we go to apply for future grants, it really, instead of just arbitrarily deciding where we want to put bike lanes or really make sure that we have sidewalks, we can study and decide where the best routes are for
usage,
people.
Safety, yes. All the factors.
We can connect schools with parks, and we can really look at it's a planning document, and it will really set the stage for future infrastructure.
Great. And with a lot of community input, I imagine, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it was part of the CFA, the Consolidated Funding application for mm-hmm. the state. So we got $60,000 from DEC to implement that. And that's going to be a public process that I'm managing. So it's very exciting to work on that.
Wow, that is really terrific. Yeah. And I know Kingston's gotten millions of dollars in grants over the last few years. I mean, there's a lot going on. The whole Broadway streetscape is going to be redone, right?
And Broadway streetscape will have a two-way bike lane, which is very exciting. But it's more than just a bike lane project. It's really a complete streets project. There'll be new street furniture, new sidewalks.
Pocket parks, right?
The traffic lights will be synced so that when you start hitting the green lights, it'll actually be you'll get through Broadway faster, even though the traffic will be calmer because all of the lights will be synced.
Nice.
So currently you might speed up, get a red light, go to the next light, and kind of do that kind of speed up and slow down thing.
And what's interesting? I mean, I remember in my supervisor days, we did some design guidelines for Stone Ridge, and, there was opposition because it was change and people were...
Change is hard.
Yeah. But then when it happened, and 2 weeks later, it was like, wow, that was great. And what you find, I think, is that when you change a community from a drive-through community to a drive-to community, where people can park their cars and make an afternoon of it, like you see in Beacon or Hudson mm-hmm. or Rhinebeck, it really changes the dynamic. It's good for business. It's good for people.
Even here in Kingston, the places in our city that are booming, uptown, the places where businesses want to be and
are
all
walkable.
Are walkable.
Yeah.
And it's so that's why I think we need to have more dense building and
So a lot of synergies going on.
Yes.
Really exciting time.
Yes.
And so where do you see the future of Live Well Kingston going? What are the goals?
So I would love to keep growing Live Well Kingston. Eventually, I'm kind of ambitious. I would love to do two more focus groups, Grow Up Well, which would be about childhood. And I think that Heal Well, which I didn't get to talk too much about, is really talking about childhood trauma and resiliency. Mm-hmm. So I think Grow Up Well might talk about early education, things like that. There's great things happening in that place in our world mm-hmm. right now. I'd also love to do a workplace wellness group called Work Well.
Yeah, really important. Because we spend half of our time there, right?
And there's some great new businesses that are coming to Kingston. And, as we keep hearing, the people that want to work at those businesses want to be able to bike to work. They want to be able to be healthy in their workplace. So I'm hoping to try to connect with them to build those kinds of focus teams.
Mm-hmm. And working with our young people, too, getting back to the other one, so many communities are designed around adults, right? Mm. But kids are kind of left out of the picture, sort of. There's some things, but not really. They're not recognized as like a real stakeholder. So I think that's really great.
And if you design for kids or for seniors, it's better for everyone.
Absolutely. So Emily, tell our listeners how they can get more information, or perhaps they want to get involved personally with all of these exciting initiatives.
Sure. So they can check out livewellkingston.org. They can check out Live Well Kingston on Facebook. They can also check out bikefriendlykingston.org and Bike Friendly Kingston on Facebook. They can feel free to email me. My email is eflynn@kingston-ny.gov. They can call me at 845-334-3909. They can come to a Live Well Kingston Commission meeting.
Absolutely.
They can come to any of my focus team meetings. they should just try to email me so I can make sure that they go to the right time in the right place.
Perfect. I mean, so many great and exciting things. Thank you for all the great work that you do and your colleagues in the city of Kingston. They're great partners with us in the county and for all the citizens out there who participate and give their time and energy and effort. Really terrific in helping to create a wonderful community, an already wonderful community, I should say. And that's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.